And, well, yeah, it's another rant for me. First of all, we have a debt deal in Congress. The Senate's going to pass it later today. The markets will be happy. But are you really going to be happy? The fact is, we're going to have a lot of cuts. And the bond markets are not going to be too happy. The credit rating of this country may very well drop, even with a budget deal. Let's face facts, folks. The last 30-some-odd years, ever since Reagan came in office, we have been spending like mad, insane people. And I'm not just talking about the government. I'm talking about consumers as well. You look at the credit card debt in this country, and it's scary. It's scarier than the federal deficit. People in this country, and I admit I have myself been guilty of it, have spent more than they've taken in. We're a keeping up with the Joneses kind of country. We got to have this. We got to have that. If you don't have this, you're not cool. If you don't have that, you're not doing good enough by your kids. If you don't have this, don't even bother to show up at the social gathering because you're going to look stupid. Folks, we have to take a hard look at ourselves. Not just from a government perspective, but from a personal perspective. We ask our government to balance its budget, but yet we're running up credit card debt like crazy. How many of you out there have multiple credit cards? What, one credit card wasn't good enough for you? You had to go out and get two, three? I've seen people with four or five of them. There's probably people out there with 10 or 12 of them, and they're having to pay all these balances and all this interest. The money's going somewhere, but it ain't going to anywhere good, probably. What needs to be done? We need to tighten our freaking belts in. We got to start saving money. We got to start cutting out all these extras. Because you think times are hard now? What if we do default? What if the economy starts really to tank? What if gas prices go way through the roof? You think $4 a gallon gas is bad? What if it happens if it gets up closer to $5? And you're having to fill that tank up, and it's a hell of a lot more expensive just to get to work and to get your kids to school. Not only that, but prices will go up through the roof because of high gas prices. Your taxes will go up because schools have got to pay for all that extra gas. They'll probably have to cut back days because they're losing tax revenue and all this. So the fact is, folks, yeah, we got a deal, but it doesn't really address the fact that we're in deep crap, folks. We are in seriously deep crap, and nobody's got a good answer for it. Well, here's mine. We're going to have to increase taxes on some, but make it an increase that everybody can bear, for the most part. We're going to have to take some cuts, but not so drastic as to really deeply cut. We're going to have to end the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. We're going to have to make some hard choices when it comes to foreign military bases. And the fact is, we're probably going to have to lay off some soldiers. Our national defense will not be hurt by this. We're still running a Cold War defense policy in an era of terrorism, which could be best effectively fought with special forces and intelligence and not 150,000 troops. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, the deal is not perfect, but it's something that can maybe get us to a point where we might actually somehow find a way, stumble upon a particular deal that might actually start working to make things maybe, hopefully, possibly better for this country. As long as the sausage tastes good at the end, let's not worry about what goes into it, at least not yet. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.